Therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, today is the first Monday of the month, which means?
Ask a nurse.
With?
with Ivy Hollenrake. It's like, who am I? What's today?
You know, Fairbanks, it's a lot of fun being in my seat. I asked point. Why are we doing here?
It's like, wait, you didn't do that before.
I know. You explain it. Welcome. You see, this is what, your third or fourth time on? Third time?
I think, yeah.
So you've passed frequent flyer. You are now a repeat offender.
Not reached the old timer stuff yet, though, right?
Yeah. You making it through the weather?
Oh, yeah. We're tough Alaskans, right?
Yeah. You know, what choice do we have? So you know, put a nice lipstick on the purple pig and just go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what are we going to look at today?
Well, I was talking to someone last week and they said, gosh, you know what would be neat to talk about was just things to think about, you know, before we get older. Like build a house, and if you're building a house or something, what should you do, or your finances or whatever. So I thought, well, that'd be an interesting topic. So I kind of decided to talk about kind of a general things, categories of things that maybe we should be contemplating before we're at that age that mm-hmm. it makes it difficult to turn it around. So I start with the category of just health, and these are just in general, and if they have questions, we can go into it more. But the category of health in general, when we're younger, our body's pretty resilient, and it can bounce back from our youthful abuses.
I don't bounce as well as I used to.
I know, neither do I. But in our, when we're younger, we bounce back from our youthful abuses like binging or fast foods and lack of sleep.
Or my sports that I was just so incredible at.
Yeah, and all the injuries.
Yeah.
And not doing warm-ups and not doing maintaining.
Ben Gay was my best friend.
Yes. So at some point, we have to realize, you know what, we're not bulletproof anymore. We have to start kind of contemplating what the long-term picture looks like for us.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing, as we age, our metabolism starts to slow. Our ability to regenerate and repair our cells becomes impaired. It doesn't work as well. Our ability to heal diminishes. So the byproducts of this tends to be we slow down, we slowly start gaining weight. Hand in hand with gaining weight as we start developing more problems secondary actually to the weight, where we have increases our risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, and our joints. It starts affecting, oh gosh, it hurts when we do this, or my knees hurt when we do this, or my back hurts, because especially carrying the extra weight, if we haven't been moving as much, they stiffen up, and with extra weight puts an extra toll on our joints and our mobilities. And so, and then from there, it starts to trigger other maladies or other illnesses or comorbidities, as we call it. So things we might want to consider as if we want to age well and enjoy our later years of life and keep our independence, then it's going to be important to start reflecting on our lifestyle choices and maybe starting to make changes or at least contemplate those changes. And that might include being mindful of your weight, managing mm-hmm. your weight. At the very least, try not to gain.
You know,
if you can, if you're overweight and losing is great, so losing some weight, but gosh, as we get older, it gets really, really hard to lose weight. But at least try not to gain anymore. You know, be mindful of your weight. Weigh regularly and stay honest with yourself. Don't just ignore the scale because you're afraid what it's going to say, you know. And then if you see it start creeping up, what am I doing? Maybe I can just gradually modify what I'm doing that's causing this weight increase. So looking at your weight And contemplating your nutrition. Okay, so we can't do those cheeseburgers every day anymore because they're going to catch up with us. So that
yes, it will.
Yeah, yes, it will. And so just starting to be mindful doesn't mean you can't have that, but maybe less often, maybe a smaller amount. Just start kind of contemplating it. Do it in gradual steps so that's not you're depriving yourself of huge things where it's miserable. Increasing your movement. Realizing as we get older, we start to kind of do a little less and move a little less. So just, you know, increasing movement in your day. Take the stairs when you can. Take, you know, park a little further away. Not when it's 40 below. You don't have to. I won't push that. But you know, especially just doing steps. I kind of vowed my last years of at working at the hospital and in general is just I won't take the elevator if I can find the stairs. So and if someone's walking with me, I make them walk the stairs with me. So it's just it's a good practice. So just kind of putting movement back in your life a little more. Knowing your numbers. Be, you know, find what is your blood pressure? What's your cholesterol? What's your heart rate? You know, and if some of those are a little bit out of or out of balance or whatever, you know, partner with your provider to help kind of make those, start contemplating those healthy lifestyle changes and managing any of the disease processes that are there.
So what you do is you do a quick assessment, like on a, not a weekly, but a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you with your weight? Where are you with your heart rate? Where are you with the blood pressure?
Yeah.
How many steps are you taking?
Yeah.
Are you doing light exercise, moderate exercise? Or are you doing something of frequency?
Exactly. You know, and I like things that can measure a little bit, like getting a Fitbit or an Apple Watch mm-hmm. where they count your steps and your movement. Set yourself some goals. Don't make them too hard at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you know, make it like the goal is to get 10,000 steps a day. That's a lot for some people, and it may be not achievable initially or maybe never achievable. But if you're usually getting 1,000 or 2,000, you can shoot for 5.
What I like doing in the summer, you know, basically from May through September.
Yeah.
Is what I call the trifecta. You got two dogs, and I take them, I put them in the back of my vehicle, and the first thing we hit is Birch Hill.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we go up there and hike around for about 45 minutes. Then we cut them down, and we hit the Creamer's Field. And then we hit Creamer's Field, and then we'll do a downtown walk. So that's the trifecta.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And by the time it's done, the dogs love it.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it. It's good for all of us.
Yeah.
Much better attitudes. Gets their yayas out.
Yeah.
And it's a good way for me to start a weekend. And yes. I do it both on a Saturday and a Sunday. And actually, the first thing I do is about 6:30 is I take the dogs out, and that's about a 25-minute, you know, about 2.5-mile walk. And so it's just a good way to start a weekend.
Yes, it is.
And then during the week, you know, out of the 5 work days, I'll try and do one, if not two of those, if not every day on an every other day basis.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's interesting with us Alaskans is summers are usually pretty, a lot easier to get our activity in
because
it's so amazing out and our weather, the sun and everything. And, you know, you never.
And you're doing it at 10 o'clock at night saying this is normal.
Exactly, right? So that our probably our Alaskans' biggest challenge, especially in Fairbanks, is doing getting having a winter program. So yes.
Oh really? Besides, 40 below and all the snow.
Right. So you have to have an idea of something to do inside.
Yeah.
Some other options to do that you're getting the activity.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio with me. It's the Ask a Nurse segment, the first Monday of every month. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Going on now, the 2026 World Ice Art Championships at the fairgrounds with ice carving competitions, ice slides, and more. It's the best part of winter in Fairbanks. The World Ice Art Championships, featuring the world's greatest ice carvers competing for international bragging rights right here in Fairbanks. Catch the single block competition going on March 1st through the 3rd with the award ceremony on March 4th. For tickets and info or to volunteer, go to icealaska.com. Sponsored by Chena Hot Springs Resort, Alaska Airlines, and Chena Power.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
It's tea season, and it's time for you to embrace the winter weather with Sipping Streams Tea Company. Whether you're digging out of the snow or you crave the warmth and comfort of a great cup of tea, or if you're a true tea connoisseur, Sipping Streams Tea Company is perfect for you. For this week's 50-50 Friday, you'll get a $100 gift certificate to Sipping Streams for half price. It's a tea lover's paradise with a great menu. Book a Victorian tea party with your friends at Sipping Streams Tea Company.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half-price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR.
Weather brought to you by CNR Pipe, Alaska's largest metal supplier. Proudly supporting the oil and gas industry since 1992. CNR Pipe, proudly Alaskan.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 8 below. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29 below. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, highs level off around 4 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio here with me. Now, if you'd have heard our conversations while we're off the air, and we were talking about the weather, that we just had the weather report, the FCC would be calling us up right now. It would not be a good phone call with them. Ivy would be permanently banned.
Hey.
Or I would have been, but I'll blame it on you.
Throw me under the bus.
Exactly. But, you know, we were just lamenting on, we're in March now. It's my favorite month. And
Mother Nature's not cooperating.
Yeah, she is pissed. I mean, man. Who screwed up Mother Nature? Who got her this mad? Who do you think?
Yeah, no comment.
You're such a diplomatic, wise person. Oh, boy. But as we get older, or this time of year, mobility.
Yes, mobility, falls, fractures. This is huge, huge, and especially as we age. So the one thing, especially about to maintain our independence, we want to maintain our strength and our body composition. So we want to have good muscle mass and good bone strength because there are increased risk for falls. And it's one of our number one problems as we age is falling and having a fracture. And the fracture usually then spirals and we deteriorate and sometimes can't recover and come back from that. So how do we prevent that?
Yeah.
And so one is being careful, having good footwear when you're out, of course, in our icy roads and walkways. But the prevention as well is keeping that regular exercise, keeping your body toned, engaging with your walking muscles with aerobic activity. But we also need resistance training, which is your weights or your TheraBands, things like that, because we need to keep those muscles strong. They'll keep our bones strong. They kind of have a relationship.
Different offshoot here. Mm-hmm. Mental health during a winter like we've had.
Mental health, that's a big one because this can get really depressing. First of all, trying to manage the snow. If we can shovel it ourselves or we have to keep hiring somebody else to do it, can put some big complications for us.
Yeah.
And the flip side is the cold and then just the inability or decreased ability to get out socializing, not even wanting to because it's cold and yucky or you can't travel, you can't drive it with all the snows and stuff. And so your mental health is going to be huge, especially we talked in one of our earlier sessions about while we were getting more sunlight now, we've had a really lack of sunlight. And so that a lot of the depression comes on too. So it's a huge challenge. We've talked about that. It's getting out as much as you're able to, socializing, and taking care of yourself, getting good sleep, clean eating to help just overall.
You know what I like doing every couple of weeks, just you need that break out of the house, you know, when it's with the weather we've had, And I like going over to Barnes & Noble and sitting at the fireplace.
Nice atmosphere.
With a
yeah.
book or a magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, just getting out of the yeah. house. Exactly. Getting out. Sometimes I had a lot of patients that would go and just they would just go walk around Costco or Fred Meyer's or something. Just
done
to,
that.
Just to be around yeah. people, you know. Yeah. Even if you didn't necessarily anything, it's kind of fun just to browse and look at things. But just getting out and moving. Being around people.
I always tell people that are, you know, used to take my real estate class, the beginning class. Anytime I'm client short, I just go to Costco or I go to Fred Meyer's because I'm going to see someone I know. And all of a sudden, I'm going to have a real estate conversation.
<That's funny. laughs> as a nurse, sometimes it's really funny going to the store.
So yeah.
I run
oh,
into
yeah.
my patients and some of them will quickly do an about face and quickly go away from me with their basket because they don't want me to see what's in their basket.
Yeah.
And other ones kind of follow after me like, oh, what's in your basket? What are you eating? Do you follow your own
oh,
advice?
So your critics, yeah.
I know.
I didn't have to go through what you went through, so I'm still fine.
So it's a bit of a challenge, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's kind of fun, though.
You know, it's interesting, the slip falls yeah. this time of year and the stretches that happen. You know, John Ringstead, city council member, he fell in the at City Hall in the building.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And now he's got his right shoulder has yeah. to have an operation.
Oh, no.
And then therapy.
Yeah.
At City Hall.
That's, yeah.
Because there's water on the floor.
Yeah. It's just walking carefully.
Yeah.
They talk about doing kind of like, what is it, the penguin walk?
Yeah.
You know, just
shuffle.
Being, yeah, with the stability and stuff. But it's huge because sometimes we just don't.
Yeah, you're not ready for it. You're not.
Exactly.
You're not recognizing it.
Right. And the flip side too is with the exercise portion of stretching and keeping your muscles more limber and agile. Because if we do fall, if we're stiff, it's really easy to pull something, stretch something that maybe doesn't want to heal after that. So it's really a big deal.
Yeah, it's sort of it's fun talking to John. Great friend. Great compatriot. And he was saying, you know, this was at the city of Fairbanks. And, you know, the issues that are going to happen there with paying for the operation and everything. And I go, well, see the city of Fairbanks, your brother always did for slip falls. It's on city streets and sidewalks. You know, we were used to that. Only a friend of his could poke him that way.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
I know it. But what the heck? And housing.
Yes, let's take that to housing a little bit. So, you know, it's time if you're buying a home or if you're building a home, think about it. Did you want this to be your forever home? Is this where you want to stay and make this a long-term commitment to life and stuff? And if so, or if you think it might be contemplating as you're building it or when you're looking for it is what think about the style you want. Do you want, you know, ideally as we age, probably ranch style is better if it has a lot of steps. For some time we become less mobile, we might be wheelchair bound, or our joints and knees stuff don't do stairs well. So contemplating keeping life easier as you age, and what would you do with your house if you couldn't, or if you're wheelchair bound? So things to contemplate, especially if you're building, but is it ranch or stairs? Could you think of doing elevators or ramps? I know elevators seem kind of extreme, but if you like those stairs, but realizing that there may be a time that you aren't mobile or you're in a wheelchair, having, you know, looking at investing in possibly an elevator if you've got the stairs. What does your bathroom look like? You know, your tubs and showers, is it a walk-in or is it a step over the tub that causes a lot of falls and injuries?
How old is your house? And that's going to dictate how much you can put in your bathroom.
Yes.
Because,
exactly.
You know, my house is built in the 50s. You got those houses that were built in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yes.
They're typically, you know, 5x8.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And then the 80s, they started getting a little bit bigger than the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah.
The 90s started getting to where when you do a remodel, you can do things to it.
Yes, and exactly. So we had to, like when my mom was coming back home after falling and fracturing her hip, and she was in a wheelchair. For a while, so we had to do a lot of modifying with her house, and we did. We took out the old bathtub and put a walk-in shower so that she could just walk straight in, so that was easier.
Yeah.
Had a ramp for her to get up in the wheelchair in. Had to widen some of the doors to get through them. So just those are things to kind of contemplate as you're looking at your house.
The bathroom door going on my ground floor, it's the bathroom door height is barely 6 foot 2. I mean, it's barely 6 yeah. foot 2, but yeah. you know, back in 1952. Yeah,
exactly. But and a lot of them are very narrow doors too.
Yeah, so getting and it's a very narrow door, yeah.
It becomes very, very real. You know, and other things just to contemplate as you're aging is how are you going to maintain that house as you get older? You know, are you able to keep lawn mowing and snow shoveling and, yeah. and plowing or
sick? You know, I can do it right now, but I pay my neighbor to do the lawn. Mm-hmm. He's retired and he's on a fixed income, and it's, you know, but he has time to do it. I don't.
Yeah, so
you know, if I do it, sometimes it'll be 2 weeks and it should be cut every week.
Kind of bad, yeah.
And then it rains and then it's 3 weeks. And all of a sudden yeah. I have like the German black forest out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it all goes to poop.
So, yes.
But he is great.
Well, it's a win-win too. So yeah. it helps you out and it helps him out too. So that's yeah. pretty cool.
But I still do all the snow plowing, yeah. shoveling.
And it's this thing just to develop a network of resources as you age in case you can't do it anymore. You know, who would you call on to help out
yeah.
and stuff? And, you know, creating that list of resources in your community that might be able to assist you later on, kind of be looking at it. You know, what is available in this community to help me out if I need help? So those are some real important things to think about in your living environment and your housing.
Yeah. It's never over. Never over. So, especially, you know, if you're thinking about selling, you know, a lot of people, when they get past 60, they don't want stairs.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at construction where a lot of people are building for, okay, I don't want stairs. And I don't need the 2,500 square feet. I need about 1,300 to 1,400 square
yeah.
feet.
Yeah, thinking about trying to pay yeah. for it, the heating and everything.
And I showed a house yesterday to a client and a duplex. That way she could put her family members in the basement unit. She could be upstairs, but it wasn't big enough for her, the upstairs. Mm. She needed, you know, a little bit bigger, just a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But you start looking at that.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and said, you know, don't worry. You know, it's winter right now. Over the course of the next 5 months, a lot of inventory will come on the market,
yeah.
and we'll find it for you. But don't pull the trigger on something that's not going to work.
Yeah, that you're not going to be happy for.
Yeah.
You want to be happy where you're at.
And so have a very specific need. I don't need stairs. I can't have stairs. So yeah. my need is no stairs.
Yeah.
I need a garage or I need a two-car garage. Yeah. You know, I need a bathroom that I can of size where I can remodel it,
mm-hmm.
first floor with the bedroom, mm-hmm. or upstairs with the bedroom, and that way I'm away from the kids.
Yeah, exactly. So contemplate that.
Yeah, and so easily done. So what the heck? But you'll know it when you see it.
Yes. Other things to kind of contemplate is your finances when you start. You know. A lot of times we don't start thinking that until we get a little bit older, but it's a good thing to start planning early. Are you planning on trying to save to supplement your Social Security? Social Security by itself is pretty much hard to
live off of.
Live off of, exactly. So one thing, a lot of jobs offer a matching 401k.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do, that's kind of 100% return on your money. So if you got a 3% or 4%
yeah.
that they're
matching,
then and commit to that just at the very beginning, just at least start that.
Yep. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to have some bumper music, Hall & Oates. I have no idea what this is. Then we're going to go in some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and it's cold outside. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fox News, I'm John Zelsky. At least 4 U.S. service members have been killed as the fighting continues across the Middle East following U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran this weekend. President Trump suggesting he's willing to stay in this war for as long as it takes.
Right from the beginning, we projected 4 to 5 weeks. But we have capability to go far longer than that. We'll do it.
Iran is launching retaliatory strikes across the Middle East. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth warned that country against retaliation.
If you kill Americans, if you threaten Americans anywhere on earth, we will hunt you down without apology and without hesitation, and we will kill you.
Kuwait mistakenly shot down three U.S. fighter jets. Oil prices have spiked as concerns about this conflict's long-term impact on the global economy happen. The joint U.S. and Israeli offensive eliminating Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
As the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District stares down an $8.6 million shortfall in its preliminary FY27 budget, Superintendent Clayton Holland said the district is already moving through early-stage decisions that signal where reductions could begin and what categories are likely to be on the table as the process intensifies. Speaking Wednesday at the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce luncheon during his annual district update, Holland described a budgeting process that is currently in motion, but already forcing what he called a line-by-line look at spending. He pointed to recent finance discussions and the district's Public Balancing Act tool as parallel tracks that will feed into the next phase of cuts. But even with more meetings ahead, Hollins listed multiple areas that have already surfaced in early scenarios, from pupil-teacher ratios and instructional support to transportation and pools, and acknowledged the political and practical reality that none of the options will be popular. No one's going to like any of this, Hollins said, describing the tension school board members face when reductions start touching programs people care about.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Finally, the sun is coming out. Great reason to smile, so show yours off with help from Affordable Dental Care. From cleaning and fillings to root canals, crowns, even veneers. Yep, they do it all. And as the name implies, it's very affordable. And if you suffer from dental anxiety, no worries. The staff at Affordable Dental know how to put your mind at ease and make your procedure a pleasant one. See all their services online at adcak.com. Affordable Dental Care off 14th Avenue downtown.
Animate pet foods are made in America and were developed in Salcha, Alaska. Rob Downey is a former Salcha resident and a former limited North American champion. Rob spent over 20 years in Salcha, formulating many of Animate's diets. Each formula is derived from decades of research and includes help from a board-certified veterinary nutritionalist. All Animate formulas are fortified with sustainable omega-3 fatty acids and contain pre- and probiotics. It's all about healthy canine athletes. Animate Pet Foods, proud to be 100% Alaska.
Hey, it's Craig Campo inviting you to kick back with me by the campfire every Saturday for the Outdoor Show. We'll be talking about living the Alaskan outdoor dream with fascinating guests, even some favorite stories and memories from a lifetime spent on the trails and waterways, hunting, fishing, and camping across this great state. Join me, Craig Campo, for the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Campos since 1945. Listen in Saturday afternoons at 12:30 p.m. for the Outdoor Show right here on KFAR Radio.
What drives Samart Automotive? Service. It starts with the people behind the work, the professionals who take pride in keeping Alaska safe. They give them the tools, training, and support to do their job with confidence. It continues with their customers, because trusting your vehicle to someone is a big decision. They make sure that trust is earned with every repair, every visit, every time. And it extends into our communities, giving back, supporting those in need, making Alaska stronger. A company built on service can do more for everyone. And that's exactly what Samart Automotive is here to do.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Who do I have in the studio?
Oh, who am I? Ivy Hollenrake.
I like putting her on the spot. Now, when you see me with bruises and contusions, just ask the nurse how I got them.
I claim innocence.
Oh, but you know, that's a good idea on your finances, how to start setting it up,
yeah,
and when.
Start thinking about it ahead of time. Start small. Just get started. Putting something away. One thing I started to do as I was doing a little bit better with work was when I'd get a raise, I would take actually that percent and put it in my 401k, so I didn't even miss it. I had the same pay. So I wasn't like I had took a drop or a cut in my paycheck. It kept it kind of the same. And sometimes made it a little bit snuggy if I would have looked, you know, had more money coming in, but it was kind of not missed as much, and it was kind of a good strategy for me.
What I do, what I've done for some years now is my brother Danny has an Edward Jones office, and he does a sweep of my account on the 15th of every month. Mm-hmm. And the way I explain it to people is, if you can't have your brother lose your money, who else can you have lose your money? But he's done very well for me.
That's fantastic.
But it's just it's a every month. It's yeah. scheduled.
Yeah.
And I've got to make sure I have that amount of money in there.
Yeah.
And he does well for yeah. me. You know, he averages between a 15 and 18% rate of return.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah. But I always say, you can do better.
Oh, jeez.
That's what a little brother does. I know. Oh.
So another area is kind of planning for emergencies. I think I alluded a little bit about that, is what is your resources in town? What's your community resources? But who will you call if you have an emergency? Do, mm-hmm. do you have resources available? If you keep an emergency contact list, if you still have a landline at your house, most people don't anymore, or if you in your phone under ICE, who's your emergency contact, or anything that's critical to know, like any allergies or any conditions. Having a life alert bracelet if you need it, identifying any issues, anticoagulants or blood thinners or whatever that people should consider if they find you unresponsive and down, diabetes, knowing what's going on, having an alert bracelet on. That concept is, if you have fallen, you can't get up. And I know it's kind of a long-going joke, I've fallen, I can't get up. But it's actually very real. My mom fell outside of her house. And I'd been talking to her about getting a life alert mm-hmm. bracelet or necklace thing. And she's like, oh, I don't need that yet. And she seriously fell outside her house and she could not get up on the ice. And so thank goodness my daughter happened to be home across the road and happened to see her. Otherwise, I don't know how long she'd have been laying on the ice and snow.
It's interesting. Like last Wednesday, at 4:15 a.m., my phone went off. Now, that would happen when I was mayor. But yeah. I'm not mayor anymore, yeah. So, uh-oh.
Who the heck is calling me?
Yeah, and it's one of my best friends.
Oh, wow.
I answer the phone, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And it was a butt dial.
Oh.
Boy, did I...
We'll leave the rest unsaid.
Yeah.
Leave it to imagination.
About 8 o'clock, I called him back. But, he's, if something happened to me or if I exactly. need something, he's the one I'd call. If anything happens to me,
yeah.
Another person gets my dog.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
So.
Having that kind of a contingency plan. I mean, yeah. honestly, I've had patients where it was like they had no one to call.
And also, you have to be very careful in weather like this.
Yeah.
Can an ambulance get to you with the snow we've gotten?
Yeah. A very, very good. And also, is your house marked? Now
yeah.
because they have a better system with our 911 system to be able to locate by the address, it is
my address
better.
Is on my house.
Yeah. But make sure your house is clearly labeled, because there's a lot of houses in Fairbanks and an outlying area that aren't clearly labeled.
Yeah.
So else there's a bunch of houses in the kind of a close neighborhood is like, well, which house is it? Because it's not clearly labeled. So make sure that's true. Another thing, most houses, now most people are not, in the last 20 to 30 years, they haven't changed houses. I mean, they haven't been living in a house longer than that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people here. But if you have, they have an enhanced 911 system here now. But if you're in one of those houses that you've been in that house for 40 years and no one's moved or anything, some of those are not listed in the 911 system properly. Back in the day when they had this going on, ambulances would end up going to the wrong neighborhood because your listing came up somewhere else. It wasn't
yeah.
updated.
Yeah, it gets interesting. So what you're telling the listeners is be cognizant of that.
Exactly.
Check it out.
Exactly.
Check. It's just one screw up and you might lose yeah. your life.
If you have a question, call yeah. the non-emergency line and say, hey, yeah. for this address, where do you have this at or whatever. You can just kind of validate it and make sure your house is clearly, your numbers are visible.
And make sure you have smoke detectors in
yes.
your house.
And batteries.
And CO2s.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Good prevention is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much insurance do I pay for every year?
Yeah. So taking that the next step is, do you know what advance directive is, Dave?
Advance what?
Advance directive.
I do not.
Okay. So it used to be commonly called the living will.
Oh, yeah.
Advance directive.
Yeah.
Okay. The formal name now is advance directive. And most states have some form of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some cross state borders and they'll carry over, and some are very specific for their state.
I have to put mine together. I have a list that I looked at. I haven't started filling out yet, mm-hmm. but it says upon my death.
Yeah. So, but that's on the death. But what about if you're incapacitated?
Let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
my mom was deteriorating rapidly. So for 2 years, went down to Arizona. My brother Danny was taking care of the issues and put her into a home. And on the last time I went and visited her, you know, I had two nephews. One was 11, one was 6, you know, and they wrapped their arms around their favorite Uncle David. And I sort of stood them up. And I said, okay, do you want to know why I take care of you two so well? And they go, why is that, Uncle David? I said, because one day you're going to be doing for me what my brother is doing for your grandmother. They go, okay. So I said, now remember two things. One is all I need, you know, when I'm getting near comatose and I'm in bed, just give me an IV of 18-year-old scotch. And I said, and put on the TV the Playboy channel. And I don't need a clicker. And her mom goes, David. And I go, what, the Playboy channel? Come on, they're pruses. And they go, no, scotch. I go, oh, my God. Well, I don't even know if there was a Playboy channel, but, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So something that, you know, because I was letting them know that they're next.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
Who's taking care of you at an age when you're infirm?
Yeah.
And I was letting them know this is how you're doing it.
And so
in a fun way.
Yeah, in a fun way, exactly. Because a lot of times the youth don't want to look at that or think about that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's not going to happen. You know, that's a long time away or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you never know at what age something can happen. As a nurse, I've seen young people have traumas.
A slip fall.
Incapacitated.
Yeah, a brain injury.
And at the very least, at the beginning, is have discussions with your family.
Yeah.
What do I want? How far do I want it to go? If I have a stroke or something, how, you know, do I want to have the breathing tube put in so I can breathe? Do I want, I'm not waking up, do I want them to put a feeding tube in me?
Do I want the IV of 18-year-old scotch?
Yeah. it's serious. I think, how much do I want them to do? Or you know, so it's thinking about ahead of time. There isn't any right or wrong answer. It's what would you want for yourself? And then, so that's the first step is what would you want? And then the second is you need to communicate that to who would be making decisions. And who do you want to make decisions?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, obviously if nothing's written, they go to the next of kin. And then, so the next of kin needs to know how you felt about what you wanted or didn't want. And if you haven't had discussion with them, keep in mind, the next of kin, often then we're going to feel guilty because, well, I don't know what they wanted. So they do more because they don't want to feel guilty that I didn't give enough or didn't do enough. But sometimes that means putting you through, if you're in the bed, sometimes it's putting you through like torture-like stuff because it, medicine can do this. So I don't know, maybe I guess I should do this because they never told me, you know. The guilt of not doing something is pretty heavy if you're carrying it yourself and not knowing how that person would feel about it. So that's what having that conversation. And here in Alaska, a lot of people here don't have family.
Mm-hmm.
So they might
I don't. I have a brother in Anchorage and a brother in Arizona.
So, well, and some even are estranged with their family
or
whatever. Sometimes a good friend or their partner knows them better.
You know, I got done seeing a friend this morning. And she went down to see her mom, who's 90 years old and, you know, starting to physically decline rapidly. And she mentioned her family. And the family doesn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I go, you're all not teenagers anymore. And she goes, yeah, I know. But
it's very real.
Yeah, it is.
It's very real.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of patients that were very strange. They were estranged from their family.
Yeah. And the reason why me and my two brothers get along so well is we're in different towns.
Enough space.
We are in different towns.
Enough space between you. Yeah.
And there's a couple mountain ranges between us, if not. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've had patients that a friend that knows them better than any of their family. The family doesn't know them, so
yeah.
You don't. It doesn't. If you when you fill out a living will, it doesn't have to be a family member that makes those decisions.
Yeah.
You can name whoever. It'll carry more weight if you have it notarized.
Yeah.
But this way
and recorded
exactly because. Otherwise, we can't go to that friend that knows you really well mm-hmm. and ask for a decision. We have to search out the
yeah,
family.
Yeah. And make sure it's not the friend who's just going to off you. I got some of those. It's David. I've waited for this. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If I'm off during the break, I'm in here with Ivy.
Uh-oh.
You know, call FBI. We'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
RSF and the Woodway are proud to present the Keystone Alaska Wood Fireplace. The Alaska DEC approved Opal Plus Keystone Alaska is the result of fine craftsmanship inspired by versatility and built on more than 30 years of proven performance with high efficiency wood burning fireplaces. The Keystone is perfect for adding modern sophistication to your home and practicality for heating spaces over 2,000 square feet with catalytic technology. RSF, built on quality, innovation, and originality. Class with comfort, the Alaskan way, the right way. The Woodway.
Well, it's dark, it's cold, but hey, at least we don't have to worry about a sunburn. Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. This time of year absolutely wreaks havoc on our cars. Hard starts, no starts, is my winterization working? Heaters that aren't heating? How old is my battery? Brakes that are stiffer than a New Year's cocktail? Suspension that feels every single bump in the road? And life doesn't stop. You still have to get to work, drop off the kids, pick up the kids, do the shopping, and when you call your usual shop with a problem, they'll tell you they can get you in sometime this summer? Maybe it's time for a New Year's resolution. Stop waiting in line and call Fairbanks Nissan. Yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes and models, even yours. In fact, we probably do more work on other brands than we do on Nissans. And we work with almost all extended warranty companies, so you can call us even if you got your warranty somewhere else. When you need help in a hurry, not months from now, call Fairbanks Nissan. Schedule your service online at fairbanksnissan.com. That's fairbanksnissan.com. Fairbanks Nissan, here when winter doesn't wait.
For the second year in a row, the good people of Fairbanks have spoken and named Dr. Tim Carey the best doctor in town. Here at McKinley Orthopedic, Sports Medicine, and Spine, we are very proud of the repeat, but more so, we are thankful to our friends and neighbors throughout Alaska's interior for continuing to spread the word about Dr. Carey's devotion to our community. He continues to devote time, resources, and expertise to our university, high schools, and youth sports programs. Dr. Carey continues to be at the top of his field in orthopedics, arthritis, sports, and fracture care. If you or a loved one want to see the best doctor in town, it's Dr. Tim Carey at McKinley Orthopedics. Sports Medicine and Spine.
KFAR weather.
Daytime high is approaching 8 below this afternoon. Under mainly clear skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. 29 below tonight, clear skies. Sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 4 below. Ample sunshine and dry Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the single digits below zero. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have a friend I've known since about first, second, or third grade. She changed her last name, but, you know, I can remember that. Miss Hollenreich. And she is the first Monday of each month. Ivy. And it's Ask a Nurse program. So we talked earlier just briefly about mental during this type of winter. Mm-hmm. Looking at your notes, maintain or build a social network.
Yeah. Well, let me finish up talking about the Living Will Advanced Directive.
Okay,
I got a couple of things on there.
Yeah.
So Advanced Directive or Living Will, you can download it for free off the internet. Just look for Alaska Living Will or Alaska Advanced Directive. There's several versions in there. But in that, there's two really important parts I'd like you to think about. Is the Living Will is a document that detailed which medical treatments, like CPR, tube feedings, ventilators, do you want or not want if you're incapacitated. And, you know, you can weigh that depending on what's going on.
Or you can put a determined amount of time. If I'm not fine within 2 weeks, boom, remove
it. Exactly. And actually 2 weeks is a pretty good marker of of things. It, usually, if we're not seeing improvement with it by 2 weeks, say we have you on the breathing machine. Most people, you know, they want initially they want some help. If I get in a car accident and all the stuff's going on, yes, work on save me. Sometimes they have to put a breathing tube in, intubate you. Sometimes they got, you know, all the IVs and all this stuff. But at about 2 weeks, we can't leave that tube in forever. It starts to erode the esophagus, start causing problems. So we have to start considering, do we put in a tracheostomy to put long-time ventilator on the machine because you're not breathing on your own yet? Or IVs only give you so much nutrition, but if you're in 2 weeks, you're not waking up, do we put in a tube feeding to start giving you food that way? So those are surgical interventions. So that kind of that two-week marker is a good thing to think about. If I'm not coming around, I'm not recovering in 2 weeks, what do I want long-term? It's easier not to put that in place than to take it away afterwards. So if you're not, you know, so just pondering it first, like if you put you, so thinking about, do I want to live on a ventilator? Do I want to live on tube feedings and stuff? I'm not waking up. So there's no right or wrong answer, but thinking about that. The other is the durable power of attorney for healthcare. Now, this is a power of attorney. This is not for financial or anything. That's a separate kind of power of attorney. This is specifically for healthcare, so that you appoint someone who can make healthcare decisions for you. And especially this is important if it's not going to be a family member, because we have to go to a family member, the next of kin, with the health profession, if there's nothing in writing. So if you want someone else that knows you better, say you haven't seen your family in two years, 20 years, whatever, but you've got a close friend that knows you and knows your heart, then you can choose that person. Make sure you have it notarized, so that that there's some legal standing for that person to be able to make decisions for you, and so that the healthcare personnel can communicate with them. So contemplating those, a designated, trusted person to make those medical decisions on your behalf. So I think that's really, really important. And, you know, and the other thing is, I'm kind of passionate about this, is talking with your family or your close friends. And when you fill this out, make sure you give a copy to your decision maker who you're asking to make those decisions. Make sure they're okay with it.
And understand what your needs are, wants are, desires are, and that they're in charge of it.
Exactly, because if they have to make those decisions, that's really hard to do for somebody. Yeah. But if you know what that person wants, it makes it a lot easier. It puts a lot less burden on them. And the others, communicate with your provider, your doc. They need to know what your wishes are ahead of time too, so that they can be prepared to grant you, to follow your wishes if that happens. So that's really, really important. The other thing is have conversations with your family. You know, we're all born, we're all live, and we're all going to die. Mm-hmm. So I've had lots of family that has really difficult time talking about death and that it might happen. Family members in the hospital, and the family's like, oh no. The patient wants to walk through, well, if this doesn't happen, or I want this to happen, or this, and they're like, oh, no, you're going to be fine, and not giving them a chance to talk about it.
But, Ivy, you were in a hospital for how many years? This is what you dealt with every day.
40 years.
Yeah. So you, and I'm not going to say became numb to it, you were well-schooled in it, and you saw those who did not pay attention to this detail like you are, hence you're here telling everyone, pay attention to this detail.
Think about it. Think about it. I mean, just on a sad side is I can't tell you how many people I kind of sat with as they passed away. Their families just could not deal with it. I understand. It hurts to lose somebody, but just contemplate being in that bed.
Mm-hmm.
What would you want if you were laying in that bed to help you understand?
I'd want to see an old Dallas Cowboys game where they won.
David.
And an IV of 18-year-old scotch. And then let me go. Smile on my face.
Oh, David. Those pearly gates. You're going to have some things to answer to.
I know.
Those pearly gates.
I haven't changed a bit, have I?
Not really. But anyway, these are things to contemplate. It's kind of serious stuff, but it's important. And I know a lot of people don't take time to think about it. But, you know, it's just part of life. We need to talk about some of those things. We need to know. And allow your parents, if they're still living, to talk through those things with you. It may be hard, but like, give them that opportunity.
You know, it was interesting. My mom, before she passed, right after my father passed, she came up here to redo her living, their trust. And so my oldest brother came up. And there's you know, to go through it with her.
Yeah.
And lots of different questions were asked.
Really valid questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was not easy for my oldest brother. He had to leave the room.
Yeah.
And I was able to, you know, say, yep, mom, this. And one of the questions was, you know, it's a trust, and in case she was deemed, in case we deemed her incapacitated.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
What happens? And there's only two choices. You know, one is you check a box, they get legal representation within 42 hours. The other box was 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And my mom and the attorney couldn't tell her what to do because he represented the trust and she was a beneficiary of the trust. So she looked at me and I said, you get legal representation as quickly as humanly possible. So we checked the 2-day box.
Yeah.
And the attorney looked at me like, good, you're a good kid.
Yeah.
But it's those things like that.
Yes.
So when you're updating your trust,
yeah,
there's going to be a lot of tough questions. There a lot of tough questions.
But they're great.
And she was a do not resuscitate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same with my husband and myself. And, you know, the both of us, if we make a decision, primary person to make the decisions.
Yeah.
We've talked about, Ben, don't you do that to me. Don't you put me through that. You know.
Yeah.
Know each other's hearts.
I want my, you know, I have so many fixed days and I want them all to be good. And if they're not good, let me go.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the other thing is contemplating what is extraordinary measures. What do you consider extraordinary measures?
Cowboys win this World Series.
that's
extraordinary.
That's not reality.
I know.
sorry.
Like I said, extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the extraordinary measures. Well, what is that? And what does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it means something different to my sister than it did to me when we were talking about one day. She asked if I would be one of the secondary representatives for her if that happened. And so I need to know what she considered extraordinary measures. And so does that mean IV fluids? Because that's going to prolong life. And that wasn't what God gave us. He didn't put that, you know, he didn't create IVs. That's man's invention or discoveries and stuff. And so what does that mean? Or is that standard of care? You want that no matter what. So it's just identifying, you know, tube feedings. What do you consider that? Just different things. And what does that mean to you? And making sure you have that discussion with. And some of those, like when you're filling out your will or your trust, is those good questions are asked. And same thing with the living will.
We got about a minute left. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So how do you want to finish it?
I love Fairbanks. I love being here, and I've loved being a nurse my 40 years. I care about people, and I like to see people live well and enjoy their life as they age and have quality of life. And so that's kind of, you'll see that theme through a lot of things I talk about when I come in here is trying to give you thoughts or insight to live well and age well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be prepared.
And love, say, be prepared and enjoy life.
There you go. Any fun plans over the remainder of the week at minus 20 to 40 below?
It's warming up.
It's going to warm up to 20 below. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, remember where I live.
I don't mean to be David Downer, but you get a little bit better weather out there than I do.
Yes, we do.
Oh, you're rubbing my nose in that.
So keeping warm and getting out and enjoying that March sunshine.
There you go. Fairbanks, thank you so much for listening today. Tomorrow, I got the Laundry House Gang and might even have the governor drop in for a few minutes. And we will see you tomorrow. You have a great day.